to the west coast of the South Island, which looks as though it's going to be buzzing this long weekend, with celebrations for the 150th anniversary of Reefton taking place. And if you didn't think that was a big deal, well, guess what? The town's booked out with 400 camper vans. There is expected to be an influx to other neighbouring towns over Labour weekend due to the increased domestic tourism. And to tell us more, I'm joined by Buller District Mayor Jamie Klein. Hi there, Jamie.
G'day, Jesse. How are you?
Good, thanks. This must be great news for the locals.
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant. Yes, a very dedicated group of volunteers, very studiously putting this together.
Were you surprised when you heard that there were 400 camper vans heading your way?
Well, we only received motorhome friendly status about a fortnight ago, and we certainly got a tip off then that interest was building. So I think a fortnight ago it was at about 250 entries, and now it's up to 450, which of course means sort of 900 odd people in Reefton.
Yeah. So what does that mean, that official accreditation?
So motorhome friendly status requires a town to have things like some sort of medical facility, suitable certified dump station for the waste from motorhomes, and a motorhome friendly sort of bylaw as well that allows them to park up and things. So yes, there's a few criteria, and Reefton meets it, as does Westport. So there's two towns in my patch that qualify.
Yeah, I see there's 57 of them around New Zealand.
Yeah, and the Motor Caravan Association, you know, have a large membership, well over 100,000, I understand, and so they run a good website and an app and things. So when your town becomes motorhome friendly, you get a page on that website with details of things to see and do and where the facilities are and things like that.
Still, this is a large number of motorhomes heading your way. Why this weekend in particular? Why Reefton?
So this was a top of the South rally for the Motor Caravan Association. So that's the reason. Apparently, there's a tent big enough for a circus being erected in town or down there. It's utilising the local racecourse, a very important venue for our small towns. And so that's where they're going to house the 450 vehicles. And yeah, they've got events and that all around that, guest speakers on various topics. And I believe they've got some day tours up to the Oceania gold mine, which is a gold mine site up above Reefton, where they're doing, it's closed now, but they're doing the major rehab. And yeah, so that's, I think there's just lots of reasons to come visit Reefton.
And the 150th anniversary of the town.
Absolutely, yes. So the main celebration for that is mid-January and the 17th. But yeah, a number of members in and around Reefton are wearing a period costume in support of the celebration over this weekend. So yeah, it's quite cool. Reefton's very historic. It's hung onto its historic shop facades and things like that down Broadway. And yeah, so it just builds to the main celebration mid-January.
How many people usually live in Reefton?
It's usually around about 1,200 people. So this weekend we're looking at sort of 2.5 times the usual population because Labour weekend is already reasonably popular. So Reefton would normally be pretty well sold out in an ordinary Labour weekend. We're adding a 900 people influx on top of that. So it's going to be huge for Reefton.
Do you have enough food for everyone?
I'm sure the locals will be stocking up the chillers and the bars. I'm sure they've had a bit of warning, so I'd like to think they'll roll out the West Coast welcome.
Because I heard that your local Facebook page was calling on food trucks to come and help cater.
Oh, possibly, yeah, there could be an opportunity. There is the inaugural Saturday market starting on Broadway. I imagine there'll be some innovative food vendors and things set up around that as well. Apparently that's sold out, 25-odd vendors. So there's things for people to wander down Broadway and have a look at whilst they're waiting on their food as well, I guess. We've got some new shops opening and things like that, so we'll fit them in.
Have you noticed the impact of fewer international tourists?
Buller has been a little bit insulated from that. We've been quite lucky in that a lot of our focus was already domestic orientated, and that's certainly been carried on. We've been well supported in that sense. Both Reefton and Westport have been quite positive in terms of retail figures and accommodation numbers and things like that. So long may it continue. Certainly not the same story in other parts of the West Coast that were more heavily reliant on the international tourism. But, we're quite positive how things are going. And as we roll into summer, there's every reason for that to continue.
Any traffic warnings or advisories for people in your area?
I've heard no warnings at this stage. It's just take your time. It's fantastic views. They're challenging roads to, you know, you do have to pay attention. They're twisty, winding roads. But if you take your time, take in the view, and, you know, there's no rush. You can just take in the vistas of the Buller Gorge or the little...
Well, no, there wouldn't be a rush if there were 400 camper vans in front of you.
Yeah, it could be a bit frustrating. I just urge everyone to take their time. And use the pull-offs where you let the faster traffic get going.
Great. Will it be an economic boost for the region, do you expect?
Oh, look, I think it absolutely will help, you know, and it's not only the direct impact of what they spend over the weekend, it's the stories they go away and tell their friends and family in the Facebook and Instagram posts and things like that drive the summer for us, really.
How are you spending the weekend, Jamie?
I'm actually in Auckland today, but I will be home tomorrow, and I'll be back on the farm, and I'll also be checking out the Westport Whitebait Festival, which is on over the weekend in Westport.
Is it a good job being mayor of Buller District?
Oh yeah, I love it. Yep, yeah, I'm a farmer by trade, so I've been a year in this job now, and really enjoy it.
Why did you want to do it?
Oh, look, I was a councillor before this, and I think it's just an opportunity to give a bit back to your district and provide a bit of leadership and. And, yeah, just support your district in whatever way you can.
What is the mood like in your area at the moment?
Overly reasonably optimistic, to be fair. We've got some significant provincial growth fund projects and other projects rolling out. We've got a lot of interest in real estate, a lot of people moving to the district. Despite recent population statistics, real estate houses are quite hard to buy in Buller at the moment. The feeling is just that certainly for the next 12 to 18 months, there's a lot to look forward to in terms of economic development and stimulus going on.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear your optimism. Nice to talk to you and enjoy having a few new people in town this weekend.
You know, thanks very much for the opportunity.
Buller District Mayor Jamie Klein on the expected arrival of 400 camper vans into his motorhome-friendly town.